Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm your host tonight, Kimberly Meredith. And we are having open lines all night tonight. We're taking your calls on medical intuitive mediumship, consciousness, on your work, anything that's on your mind, messages from the angels. We are so excited tonight to be in the fifth dimension for 1 hour. The number is 888-627-6008. We are so excited to be in the fifth dimension. We want to start our show off with our healing prayer tonight, which is being in the fifth dimensional magical energy of peace and miracles. So let's all take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale and repeat after me. I am fully, freely, and willingly accepting the awakening of the fifth dimension. I know and I trust that by fully being in the fifth dimension, I can witness a miracle. My heart is open and ready to receive the love and intimacy of Christ consciousness. When fully trusting God in the fifth dimension, I can hear and feel and have a shift in my life. And healing is easy and abundant. Through the divine, my gifts are fully awakened today in the fifth dimension. I am healed in the fifth dimension. Repeating after me, I feel the shift. I am healed. I am love. I am joy. I feel amazing in the fifth dimension. I love being in the fifth dimension. I feel peace, love, and joy in the fifth dimension. Taking a deep breath again, inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. I am trusting that the negative third dimensional mind chatter is quickly overcome when I'm in the fifth dimension. My mind is automatically focused on the present moment with no effort required. And take a deep breath again. Inhale, hold on four, and exhale. Inhale. Hold on four and exhale. I automatically live in the fifth dimension. My heart is open in the fifth dimension. I feel peace, love, and joy in the fifth dimension. Inhale and then exhale. I am a child of God, a child of the omnipresent. I am love and I am light. Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We are so excited about being with you tonight, all of the guides and all of your angels. We are in the fifth dimension and we're here to serve you tonight. We are so excited. Let's take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. We love being in the magical fifth dimensional frequency of love and peace, where all is pure and our existence is non-judgmental. And the awareness is beyond all time and space, and pure love is here. The magical fifth dimension where humans can do all and be all and thereby find miraculous healing. Put your hand over your heart and say, I am healed. The love of the omnipresent and all civilizations has one focus, and that is love. And put your hand straight out in front of you and say, I dismiss the negative third dimension. And push away any negative energy away from you and away from our world. We're moving the negative third dimension away from our body and away from the world right now. away from any obstacles that's coming at our globe, and away from any war, any fear. And we're saying, move it away. And we're pushing it out, pushing it away. And we're bringing peace to a gigantic global field where healing is easy and fast, because we are dimensional beings and our mind wants to live and exist in a beautiful, loving world where we feel safe, pure, and loved, and healed, and calm, and respected. Where we raise our vibration in our body and we don't have to struggle to be heard. Where we have a daily intimacy with God and we feel at peace. And let's take 3 more last breaths. Inhale through our nose and exhale through our mouth. Inhale again and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And as you take your hand again and just push it to somebody that you need, that you know that needs healing. And see your hand reflecting a beautiful light towards them. And just push that light, that fifth dimensional healing towards them. And then push the light back towards your heart. And activate the healing towards the whole world. And say, I am healed. We are healed. Namaste. Beautiful. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale again, bringing that energy to your body, staying in that high fifth dimensional peace, magical energy healing. We are so excited about being together, because as you bring this energy in your peace, the frequency, you're raising the Christ consciousness within yourself. You're raising the Christ consciousness in the whole world. You're raising Christ consciousness in your energy, your physical and mental energy field. You're empowering the omnipresent within, and you're empowering the omnipresent around the whole world. It's a ripple effect. This is beautiful because you're releasing negative energy, and you're releasing the negative energy in the world. So we're so excited. Thank you for being here with the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Thank you for listening. And thank you for following us. We've been on air for 8 years. So we're so happy. The number tonight is 888-627-6008. And we are excited to just be here to serve you. So once again, stay in your breath as we go throughout the show tonight. Stay in the breath of love. Stay in the breath that you're flowing in the amazing higher quantum fifth dimension. Stay in the breath that keep hearing that you are healed, that you know that your health is being restored through your thoughts and through your body. Stay in the breath that you believe, that you know that your angels and the guides are with you, that you have no fear, that you only have love and light, that you know that you're automatically in this fifth dimensional frequency, that your heart is open and ready to receive love. This helps you as you are with this show for an hour. Feel like this is the time that you're meditating this whole hour, that you're in this fifth dimension the whole hour. So let's take a few more breaths. Inhale and exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Your mind is automatically focusing on the present moment right now, hearing Kimberly's voice. Your mind is simply a state of being. You're automatically focusing on the fifth dimension, being in the fifth dimension. You're moving the 3D away, the worry and the fear, hearing negativity. We're not hearing that right now. We're focusing on that fifth dimension. Miracles. Healing is fast and easy. Our intuitive abilities are faster. Our discernment is easier. Fully and freely witnessing this miracle that we want to tap into is easy. Our instincts are faster, intuitive abilities are quicker. That is the fifth dimension. Yes, there you go. My guides are saying you've got this now. I can feel it. Who's listening in right now? I can feel you got that. Yes, you do. You got that. Okay, you got that. I feel it. You got that. Okay, take a deep breath again. Inhale and exhale. There you go. I know who's listening to my show right now. I can hear it. I can hear it. You're removing all fear. You're removing all doubt. And you have stepped into the Holy Spirit. I can feel it. You've stepped into the Holy Spirit. I can feel it. My eyes are blinking. Anybody listening to the show right now, I feel that now I feel you have accepted the power of the Holy Spirit. It has come in fully. I love you. You are not afraid. Say it right now. I am humble. I am not afraid. I put my whole trust in you. I am healed. I am healed. Sat Nam. There you go. Sat Nam. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. There we go. Okay. They're blinking. You got it. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We're going to go to a quick break and come back and take a call. All right. You're listening to Kimberly Meredith. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We are really excited about tonight, and we have someone special might pop on. Okay, so we have someone on the call line. Lisa, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in our show.
Good. Yeah, I'm super excited to talk to you and see what your guides have to say about my health.
Okay. Do you want to ask me a question and not give me too much info, but just
sure.
One question?
Yeah. I'm having some health issues, and I don't know what's exactly going on or which route to take. If there can give me any guidance.
Do you want to ask one question about your health? Because I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, do you want me to take the condition of it?
Well, they're not telling me anything about your health. They're just telling me something that has nothing to do with your health. So that's why I was asking.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to ask something?
I'm having problems with my feet and legs and back, and I just...
Okay, yeah, that's okay. You can ask me something about your feet and legs,
okay.
And I could kind of give you something
okay.
about a root
and
cause
neuropathy.
Of that.
Yeah,
so feet
okay.
and legs with neuropathy, since I can't see you right
mm-hmm.
now, I'm just kind of hearing the guides. They are telling
okay.
me something about your upper cervical. That's why I was, and around your head. So I was getting something around the top of your head and your C2, C3. So that's
okay.
what they were showing me. And they were also showing me something about, are you working as like a teacher or what kind of work do
no.
you do?
I'm not working.
You're not working right now. What did you used to do?
No. Well, raised kids. And before that, I worked with an eye doctor.
You were an eye doctor?
My two kids. I worked with an eye doctor.
You.
I worked
okay.
with an eye doctor.
Okay, yeah, because they keep telling me something about around your head. So they keep showing me something that's around your head.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know, did you hurt your neck or your head? Because maybe that's what's causing the neuropathy. Did you go get an MRI or did you get a CAT scan?
No, but I was at the doctor today and she said if things kept getting worse later on, possibly do an MRI on my head.
Yeah, so why do you think your hands or, you know, or your feet or whatever is having, what did she say?
She didn't know.
Your doctor didn't know?
No, they said, well, you can try doing physical therapy. And then I chose the route of working with people who help people with neuropathy because my walking was getting really bad. So I'm kind of using like red light therapy and I'm a chiropractor and spinal decompression. So I'm doing that, but I'm actually getting kind of worse at the moment.
Yeah. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a medical intuitive
right.
and I'm just doing this over the
yeah.
phone right now. So my guys
yeah.
are just telling
yeah.
me something about your spine and maybe getting an MRI would be a good idea to look at this compressed or you hurt your back somewhere along the spinal cord.
Okay.
And the upper cervical they keep talking about in your neck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask another question? Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Can I ask about like my marriage? Is it going to be getting
better?
They're kind
of talking about your kids, yeah.
Oh,
and they were talking
kids.
About
okay.
you being a little bit down. I think something's going on with you not feeling very up or feeling
yeah.
a little depressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they are talking
yeah,
about
for
that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard for me to, when I am around my kids, I feel kind of numb a little bit, even the grandkids, because of my health issue that I'm going through. So, yeah.
Yeah, they are talking about that. So, you know, talking about like vitamins and stuff might be good to look into. I don't know if you're taking your vitamin Bs and things like that.
Okay. I'll look into it more. Sure. Okay.
Do you want to ask a specific question about your kids or husband, you said?
How about my relationship with my husband? We're, you know, working on getting in a better place. Is that going to be getting better?
Is it okay? You want this on air? This is going to be everywhere.
Sure.
So
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I mean, I'm just getting that you and your husband, it's kind of like a little dramatic at times. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So I do feel that, you know, that needs to be calmed down a lot, the guides are saying to me. So I thought when you first came on that you were a bit more spiritual person. Maybe
oh, yeah.
than he is.
Oh yes, I am. I've grown so much.
Yeah, that's
much
what they were telling me
stuck.
That you were some sort of
he is stuck
into spirituality.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe if he works on that, then this could be working out. But they are telling me there's some kind of spiritual path that you're going to be going on even more in the next few years. And so his energy is a little bit more like an unstable energy at times. Can you confirm that?
Yes.
And they're also telling me that it could get better between you two. It's just I feel like you would have to work on that, helping him understand that your vibration, your frequency has to, spirituality has to be worked on together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a book out. I don't know if you've read it, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. There's a chapter in there about relationships that kind of start separating because right now we're moving into a higher dimensional frequency. So if he and you start working on making your relationship at least fourth dimensional, it could start working out better.
Okay. Yeah. I'll reread my book.
Yeah, about the relationship part. Yeah. Right now they're telling me your relationship together between the two of you, they're saying it's three-dimensional. You know, you at least get it to fourth dimension. That would really be helpful for you both. It's causing too much stress. You're already going through physical stuff, and then that on top of it's lowering the frequency in your body where you can't raise your immune system to heal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, I know this.
Yeah.
And all this, and all the signs
Go ahead.
And I'm just saying all the signs and everything that I'm getting is, Lisa, you're going to, if I leave the relationship, I'll just spiritually just get higher and higher and better and higher frequency and everything. But I love him and I don't want to leave him, but it's so hard to stay in this.
They're telling me they don't want you to leave, but they are telling me right now it is very disruptive and really pulling your energy down. And it is really destructive right now. But they're telling me if you guys can pray on it, start working on the dimension, you know, energy, frequency, and raising, if he's willing to do that, you'll make it through. And it will start getting a lot better. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
I just want to remind everybody for October and December to the first of the year, I am doing 30-minute mini sessions for discounts right now. So if anybody is interested in having a 30-minute private session with me, they are discounts, Zoom sessions, and I do soul frequency readings on loved ones, children's, you, and they're very interesting, and they really do help things like what just did with beautiful caller that called in, Lisa, and I do help with these types of things, figuring out how to maneuver relationships, jobs, all kinds of things, and we get to do this, and then we get to look at each other. So if you are interested in 60-minute sessions, please go to my website, thehealingtrilogy.com, and I did bring the price way, way, way down to help people during the holidays. I would love to do that for you guys. Okay, we have another caller, and her name is Audrey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Okay. You know, I think that I got your book someplace, The Fifth Dimension, you know. And
Good.
But I've heard you speak before, and I listened to Coast to Coast, and I listened to all these healers, but I've had this issue for the health issue for years and years and years, and now it's to the point where it's kind of taken its toll. It stopped me from kind of living my life. I haven't been able to work, and my finances, I'm using credit cards, which I don't like doing, but I'm just calling and asking, do you see like an end to this, or is there some type of healing, you know?
Where is your illness at? Is it immune system illness? Because they're showing me the
headache.
Root cause is affecting. Well, it's they're telling me your headaches are from the immune system, though. Because when I said immune system, they're telling me it is taking a toll in the immune system. The root cause is affecting your immune system.
Okay. I mean, I've had them for like 21 years. And I've been to neurologists. I've been on medication, and nothing seems to be working, you know.
I know, but if you've had something for 21 years, especially headaches, you have to find out the root cause of why you're having a headache, especially if you've gone to a neurologist. I work with neurologists. I work with doctors. I have to live up to the title of my book, which is called The Most Respected Medical Intuitive in the World, and I've been tested all over the country, and it's in all over the world in bookstores, and I have to live up to that title. So when I do sessions on people, I have to go down into their system and figure out why do people have these illnesses? Why do they have low platelets?
I mean,
why do they have tumors? Why? You know,
that's
why?
That's what I've been doing all these years. Like, why do I have these? What's the cause
exactly.
of it? I mean, I'm just to the point where it's
exactly.
like.
Exactly. So the reason why I do sessions with people. And the reason why I have 30-minute specials going on right now is because I try to get to the root cause. That's why we want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you taking medication?
Yes. I've on different medications, and they work to a point, but, you know, my headaches are pretty much every day, and I get medication to get me through the day, but after all this, it gets very
tiring. Let me tell you a little secret. Let me show you an example. When I asked you, Audrey, if you took medication, have you ever seen me live, like how my eyes blink and I sign language?
I've heard you talk about it, like on the shows, but
but you've never seen me in Zoom or anything. Yeah.
No.
So when I asked you if you took medication and you said yes, my left eye blinked. Three blinks, which means confirmed, Holy Spirit confirmed the Trinity. And then it said two blinks, and then it said one blink. And that means my guides don't like your medication. If they would have blinked the two blinks, that meant they liked your medication. So they don't like your medication you're on. So when people do a reading...
I don't either.
You're so funny. Okay. So when people... I'll just give you an example. So when people do readings with me, they bring all their meds on. And I'm not legally supposed to tell you what to take or not to take, but like some nutritionists
right.
or some people that do the testing, you know, with their arms and things, I will go through some of the vitamins and supplements and medicine, and we'll just blink on things super fast. It's fascinating that the spirit team, Edgar Cayce, will say, nope, yes, nope, yes, nope, yes, nope, yes. And they also do supplements, vitamins, you know, all these different things. And we figure out what's affecting your brain? What's causing these things to happen to your brain neurologically? Is it too much B? Is it not enough B6, not enough B12? Is it your A1C? Is it your thyroid? All these other things that are going on in your system could be causing some of these, especially since it's been 21 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just saying it's very detailed what's going on. I had headaches for 5.5 years after my accident, and they had me on a lot of things that were never helping me. It was just like a placebo effect. Nothing was helping my headaches go away until I threw everything in the toilet. And then I was just not on anything until I figured out the right combination of vitamins. And then they went away. So that's why I'm
right.
trying to say, if you started just rambling off things to me that you were doing, my eyes would go like a machine. And people are like, you're not real. You're like an ET or you're a humanoid. And then I'd be like, yes, I'm yes, I guess. And
yeah.
I would figure out exactly what is happening to you. Yeah.
Right. Right.
but they are saying to me, to you, can Audrey be healed? And they are saying between 1 to 5, yes, you can be completely healed.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, they're blinking super fast. Yes, 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 yes. And the 5 meant yes, you can be completely healed. But there's something not in the right way that you're either eating something or in your routine that's not working out.
Right, going, I know it's not.
My eyes are so fast blinking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not your fault.
I know it's not because
Yeah. It's not your fault. It's nothing you've done wrong. They're going, no. Yeah. It's just because it just needs to be investigated. And they're also telling me about stress in your life.
Yeah, this is my stress, having to look at this.
Yeah, because when I say stress for health, they're saying it's about a 4. Relationship stress, they're saying it's about a 3. It's
on a what 5 scale or 1 to 10 scale?
1 to 5.
Okay, that's good then.
Yeah, it's health. Relationship, again, I asked, they said, it's 3.
Yeah.
When I asked about your immune system right away, they said, your immune system is low, they're saying. Hydration, they're saying. You're not getting enough hydration. Even if you're drinking a lot of water, you're not absorbing it. They're giving me a low 3, a low 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah. So you didn't get a
high number. Because I know that. I know I need to keep hydrated. So, you know, I exercise, I walk, you know, and so I know I need to do that. And I think I drink as much as I can, but I probably could do better with the water. Yeah.
What kind of water are you drinking?
Those bottled waters you get at Costco, you know, those, what are they, like 10-ounce or bottles of water.
Then are you drinking like alkaline spring water?
I think it's spring water, right. And I'm on a well, so I know that my water's good, so.
You have to be careful with the well water and make sure you get spring and alkaline and minerals, but sometimes well water, you definitely have to still filter it.
Right.
And also, you're on magnesium, you're doing that, you're taking good multiple vitamins.
Yeah.
So when I meet with people, I go over what brand they're taking, and my guys are very picky. They'll blink on the brand. And, of course, you know from reading my book, there's certain brands I like and certain brands I don't like, especially if you're getting headaches.
I know, like I said, I got your book, but I haven't read it yet because I'm going like, oh, this is a bit much.
It's a lot. And people, I've taken off a lot of brands that I found out that had cancer carcinogenics in the brands, and they've had headaches. And they're taking in dyes and their brands, and then they're like emailing me back saying, wow, Kimberly, I don't have headaches anymore. I got off that brand. I got in a different brand. So, and it's not our fault. They just put things out there that we don't know, and we have to switch them and then feel better. So when you said about your multiple vitamin right now, unfortunately, my eye blinked 3 times the one, and they don't like the brand that your multiple vitamin is. We don't need to say it on air. But they just don't like your multiple vitamin, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to send you a healing right now. I'm going to say a prayer for you right now. You can always reach out to me later. So let me say a prayer for you right now in healing. We're all on air now. We're sending you a healing prayer. Dear God, your Holy Spirit, we're asking you to do a healing on Audrey right now. We know that she can be healed. We know that you can take her headaches away and boost her immune system. We're asking you through a sincere heart that you heal her. She deserves to be healed. She's not afraid. Do you accept the Holy Spirit to your body?
Yes.
Do you accept the healing? We ask you to do the healing through her body and take a deep breath.
Okay.
We know you We know that you can restore her health through her thoughts and through her body right now. We know that you can do this, and we know that she is going to take and receive the healing right now on air. She has no fear, only love and light. And repeat after me, Audrey. Say, I am healed.
I am healed.
And I'm receiving the healing.
And I am receiving the healing.
Through my mind and through my body right now.
Through my mind and through my body right now.
And I don't need any negative energy in my body anymore.
And I don't need any negative energy in my body anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on our show tonight.
Well, thank you. I can probably connect with you from the information that you said. But thank you very much.
Yeah, you can connect with me at The Healing, my website, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. So I just want to remind everybody that's listening on the show tonight how much and how grateful I am for you following our show. And we have some fun things coming up this month. We have a really, really, really amazing class that we're doing on Tuesday called Spirit Talks. And we're going to be doing messages from the afterlife, evidential psychic messages, and angels coming in. And these are connections and validations from your loved ones and guides from beyond the veil. And my friend, who's a great psychic medium, Sean Leather, will be joining us. And he'll be doing the class with me, and it's next Tuesday. And you can get a ticket to the class on my website, thehealingtrilogy.com. And this is the first time that Sean and I are doing an event together. And that's October 28th, next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And we have a surprise. He's here tonight. He was with me last Tuesday night on air, and he's here tonight again. So I think he's on right now. Sean, are you here?
I'm here. Aloha, Kimberly. And aloha, everyone. And I'm so excited to be here. And it's only our first official event together. We've certainly done other things together and been great friends. And so, yeah. I am so excited as well. And so thank you so much. I mean, because, really, my big message is to help everyone understand we all have angels, guides, loved ones on the other side that are here to help us. And, you know, many people, for whatever reasons, they feel like they can't hear them or connect with them. And what you're doing and what I want to do is just help people remember, no, they are here and they want to help us. They want to guide us. And that's my whole intention. And, you know, and so I'm really excited to be able to do this with you on October 28th.
Yeah, I know you're a great reader and you're so compassionate and loving, and we're both near death experiencers. So it's going to be just fabulous.
Yeah, it is. And you know what's so fun is, you know, this wasn't what I set out to do. The lower part of me, I think that, you know, the higher part certainly did. But, you know, it wasn't until my mother, who crossed over, started coming to me. And it was like, wow, you know, And that's when I realized, you know, it took, you know, a couple of years, but I learned we all have so much help from the other side, and they really want to help us. And you know, for whatever reasons, just, you know, some of us don't listen, or it takes us a while to learn to listen. And so that's what I'm most excited about, you know, with what you and I are doing. It's just helping people remember, they are here, and they have guidance and messages, and they're here to help us. And even if we can't hear them, I mean, you know, we tune in to people who can, you know, you and me and, you know, other people. So I'm really excited and grateful. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to be with your people and your listeners.
Yeah, it's amazing how much they want to help all of us, and they want to help people. And I feel like everybody right now, even if you don't want to be a medium or a psychic, it's really a time to understand that the other side wants to help us learn discernment. And they feel like it's important to up our intuitive abilities because the world is a hard place to survive right now. And so much is going on in our world. The more that your intuitive abilities are heightened, you'll be able to cope in the next 10 years. And so classes like what we're doing are helping you not only get personal messages, but understand how to awaken your own intuitive abilities. When you see people getting messages and you're awakening how to understand that not only are you getting evidential psychic mediumship that, oh yeah, this really is here, the afterlife is here, but it also helps you awaken your intuitive senses, your clairs. And so when you're confronted with situations in your daily life, your clairs start opening up so you don't make wrong decisions and you start taking care of yourself better. Do you agree, Sean?
Oh, wow. Totally. Totally. I'm like one of the original reluctant messengers. I mean, I wasn't listening to the guidance that, you know, maybe other people had for me. And so I needed to have my direct guidance. And so, you know, what's funny is, no, I didn't set out to be a medium. It's just that I wasn't listening any other way. And so all of this guidance and support from the other side, I think that is just what's so important to me is, yes, times are getting harder and harder for all of us.
Yes.
And, you know, it's hard to know who do I trust, where do I go, and, you know, and we all have this guidance. It's available to all of us, even whoever thinks you're left behind or whatever, you're not. And so you have the guidance. And so the people that think that they're, you know, they can't hear or whatever, it's only their own false beliefs. And, you know, I've been there. Many of us have been there. And so that's where you and I can really help people is like, no, we're just helping them remember, yes, they are connected and they have this guidance and it's always available to everyone. And yeah, I mean, you know, for whatever reasons, you and I have been on our path that, you know, we're here to help other people remember that we all have the guidance. And so I'm just grateful to be able to do that because I was one of the people that once believed that I didn't have anyone looking out for me. And that's what our thing about, you know, on October 28th is to really help people remember, no, you all have spirit guidance and angels and loved ones looking after you. And that's what our event is about. And so we're going to help people remember, yes, they all have this guidance. And whatever way we can help them remember, giving them messages that maybe, you know, they're getting them, but they're not listening to, or they're pushing away thinking it's not real. And that's what we can really help them is being clear channels for the messages that are being sent to them from their loved ones, their angels, and their guides.
I agree with you totally. I just want to remind everybody listening, if you want to call in, we're at 888-627-6008, and we're taking calls. We still have like 15 more minutes left, so if anybody wants to call in, please do. We're taking calls for the next 15 minutes, and we're with Sean Leather right now. And we are talking about a class that we're doing October 28th, and we're super excited about the class. It's going to be 2 hours, and we're going to be doing Spirit Talks, Mediumship, and Angel Messages. And we are going to be having a really good time with those messages from the afterlife.
Yes. You know, please call us. I mean, because there's so much help, and that's really the biggest thing that Kimberly and I are here to do, is to help people remember there's all this guidance. So call us now and, you know, ask your questions. And, you know, if you can't make it through tonight, please join us next Tuesday and bring your questions for your guides and your loved ones, because we really are here to help.
Yep. We are really excited. And we're going to start the class off with a meditational prayer. And then we're going to go into doing the readings, live audience readings. And we're also going to be touching on who their guides are, validations from spirit, angel spirit guides insights. And we're going to have me do readings, Sean's going to do readings. For the second hour, we're going to have a Q&A and questions on the afterlife, spiritual growth, divine guidance, and it's going to be quite a night.
Yeah.
And we're going to also talk about near-death experiences too, right?
Yes. Yes. And the guidance that comes, you know, from these different experiences, which I believe, you know, after we've had these experiences, that's kind of part of our mission, is to come help people understand that and believe there is an afterlife and none of us are alone and we all have guidance. And, you know, I've heard from people, they'll say like, well, you know, I couldn't stand my mother, you know, or my parents, and I have nobody on the other side that I want to communicate with, and nobody that I care about or cares about me. And you know what's funny is every person that's ever said that, that, you know, that I've been able to be with, they always learn that's not true. They have people on the other side that they don't even know. A grandmother or a great-grandmother they didn't meet who has, you know, come to be a guide for them, or, you know, just, it, you know, and that's part of the, you know, the problem with, well, it's not really a problem. It's by design that we're here to think we're alone. And so I want to invite people who think, no, like, you know, I don't want to talk to my mother, or I don't want to talk to my dad, or there's nobody over there I want to talk to. I want to invite those people to understand, no, you are not alone. You are loved. There's angels and guides and people that, you know, or beings that are here watching over you, and they love you. And that's, I want people to hear that. Like, so don't think, oh, I don't want to hear from my mother or my dad. Because there's so many beings on the other side that do love you, and they want to help you, and they're trying to help you. So I want to invite people who might feel alone to come and join us. Because
absolutely,
I guarantee you there are angels and guides on the other side that are looking over you, that want to communicate with you and help you and guide you. So that's, to me, what's very important.
It's going to be fun. And also, some other things is when you're doing readings what's your favorite thing to do when you're doing readings with people?
So I guess the favorite thing that makes me feel the best, and it's kind of hard to explain, but when I feel the love from the other side coming through to the person that I'm to give the message through, that love is, it's like being connected to a battery. Like the energy is so amazing, and the light and the love, it feels beyond, I can't even describe. So that is really my most favorite thing, is that I have connected people with, you know, a past, you know, mother or somebody. And in some cases, they didn't even have a good relationship when they were alive. But then they cross over, and the love, it comes through, and it's so strong, and it's so amazing. That is the thing that makes me feel that I enjoy the most, because that's what actually makes me want to keep doing this, is they do love us, regardless of what we thought when they were alive, you know, because they're here, they're in a body, they have an ego, they have all their, you know, their mental issues, which right. We all have. But then they cross over, and most of the time they're not that. And then the love. And so to me, honestly, that is the thing that keeps me enjoying doing this, is just feeling that love and being a intermediary, you know, to where I can feel the love from the other side and share it with the person, you know, that it's intended for. To me, that's what I love the most. I will never, ever get tired of that feeling.
That's beautiful. Yep. So we're really going to have a great time, and we're really going to help a lot of people. And you already help a lot of people with your groups that you do, and you're always out there helping so many people. So that's what's so amazing. And then, you know, doing this now is really beautiful that you're out there doing mediumship readings and psychic readings now. And we're both doing that together. So I'm excited for the future for us, because this is the first time we're going to be doing it. We're going to be doing it many times together. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. And thank you so much for saying that. And that, I think that's the thing that I want people to really know, is this is about service. It's right. Not about, like, you know, any of the stuff that, you know, people might associate with psychics or mediums. It's not right. About that. It's literally about connecting people with their loved ones and their angels and their guides, and letting them know you're not alone. You know, it's, you know, life is, you know, it's hard here. And for us to let people know you're not alone. You may feel alone, but you're being looked over and you're being guided. And yeah, there's going to be, you know, it's not going to be perfect. There's still going to be trials and tribulation, but you're being guided and looked over. And so to me, that's what's, you know, most important for what
that.
We're doing. Yeah. Is I just want people to know this is about serving and helping, you know, that's our goal. So.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not alone. It's about helping you and serving you. And, you know, just like the couple of the ladies that called tonight, you know, we want to make sure that they feel good. And, you know, doing this radio show is about serving and helping others and making sure that we do that 1 hour where people can call in and make sure that they get their readings and doing their healings on them. And, you know, we do this to help you. I do this radio show a couple times a month to help people in the community so they can call and have a prayer request and, call in to do reading and make sure that you're getting, the community gets help, because a lot of times people can't afford readings, they can't afford healing, so they call on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show to get that. And that, you know, we don't have sponsors to be on air. We just do this to give back to the community. So Sean has, you want to tell them about your group that you hold?
Yeah, you know, and you're so right, because, you know, many people don't understand. It's a lot of energy to connect with the other side.
And it is.
It's not like you can sit there and do, like, you know, 50 readings a day. It's a lot of energy. And so a lot of people don't really understand, like, you know, some people can only do one reading or so a day. And, you know, so it's so important, like what you're doing, you're helping people every week, you know, with your radio show. You know, what we're doing, it's like, you know, we're doing our best to make sure that, you know, 100 people or however many people come are going to be able to, come in contact with their loved ones. And I think that's just what's so important, is for people to realize that this, it really is a gift of love, but it's also a gift of energy. And, you know, for some of us, you know, like you, you help people and then you might be completely exhausted the next day or so. And I think a lot of people don't really understand how much we are giving. And so I think I'd like people to know that. But yes, so I do speaker events, you know, because, you know, for me, when I, you know, after my near-death experience, I needed to connect with people like me. I didn't understand what was happening. I was very confused. I spent 2 years kind of edge walking, meaning I was, you know, on both sides. And so now I do speaker events every first Tuesday of the month. And we do a sharing group every third Tuesday of the month. And we do healing events. But our speaker events and our sharing groups are always free. So people that have had any spiritually transformative experience, it doesn't have to be an NDE. You know, somebody is, you know, from the other side is contacting you, or you've had a Kundalini awakening or a little mystical experience. All of those things, I'm here to help you understand those are real. It's okay. You're normal. It's, you know, and that's my job, is just to help people embrace and integrate these experiences they're having. So yeah, all my events are free and people can come to any of the speaker events or sharing groups. And so
great.
Join us.
Yeah. Those are not mediumship events. Those are sharing groups. Yeah.
No,
but
exactly.
Awesome.
But you can come to the sharing group if you are having after-death communication with a loved one,
right,
or whatever, and share. Yeah. But no, it's not mediumship.
Yeah. But that's wonderful. So our event, once again, the one we're doing for Halloween, is October 28th. And we're really excited about that. And that's going to be next week, or next Tuesday.
Yes, this Tuesday, it's going to be really fun. It's going to be so amazing. You know, literally just connecting people with their guides and their angels and their loved ones. It's going to be so much fun. And you know, people may not understand why I would say that's fun. So what's fun to me is to feel that love when somebody is connecting with their loved one on the other side, and they feel the love from the other one and they know it's real. To me, that's what's fun, because that love as a byproduct fills me up. So
I love it.
That's why I really hope you'll all join us, because we're all going to be filled up with spirit, you know, enjoying other people, connecting with their own guides and their own angels. It's going to be beautiful. So I hope you guys join us.
I love that. Is there anything you want to say to people before we go?
That's the main thing I wanted to say.
Okay, great.
Other than, just I'm grateful for all of you, and I love you, and I hope to see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, me too. And just want to say to everybody, thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We're with Sean Leather tonight. He hopped on to say hello to everybody on our show tonight. And God bless you all, and stay in the fifth dimension.